Blackstone and Skyboat Media present The Purple Cloud by M.P. Scheel. This book is read by Stefan Rudnicki. Estai kai samos amos, esetai delos adelos. Sibylline Prophecy. Introduction. About 3 months ago, that is to say toward the end of May of this year of 1900, the writer whose name appears on the title page received as noteworthy a letter and packet of papers as it has been his lot to examine. They came from a very good friend of mine, whose name there is no reason that I should now conceal, Dr. Arthur Lister Brown, M.A., Oxon, F.R.C.P. It happened that for 2 years I had been spending most of my time in France, and as Brown had a Norfolk practice, I had not seen him during my visits to London. Moreover, though our friendship was of the most intimate kind, we were both atrocious correspondents, so that only 2 notes passed between us during those years. Till last May, there reached me the letter and the packet to which I refer. The packet consisted of 4 notebooks. Quite crowded throughout with those giddy shapes of Pitman's shorthand, whose ensemble so resembles startled swarms hovering in flighty poses on the wing. They were scribbled in pencil, with little distinction between thick and thin strokes, few vowels, so that their slow deciphering, I can assure the reader, has been no holiday. The letter also was penciled in shorthand, and this letter, together with the 2nd of the notebooks which I have deciphered, it was marked 3, I now publish. I must say, however, that in some 5 instances there will occur sentences rather crutched by my own guesswork, and in 2 instances the characters were so impossibly mystical that I had to abandon the passage with a headache. But all this will be found immaterial to the general narrative. The following is Brown's letter. Dear old Scheel, I have just been lying, thinking of you, and wishing that you were here to give one a last squeeze of the hand before I go, for by all appearance, going I am. 4 days ago I began to feel a soreness in the throat, and passing by old Johnson's surgery at Selbridge, went in and asked him to have a look at me. He muttered something about membranous laryngitis, which made me smile, but by the time I reached home I was hoarse and not smiling. Before night I had dyspnoca and laryngeal stridor. I at once telegraphed to London for Morgan, and between him and Johnson they have...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?